It is time to bring in none other than Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So what are you expecting down there weather-wise, rain or snow?
Rain.
Rain, okay. We're expecting a mixture and then some snow, maybe a certain... Here's what the area we live in, Mike. Now, we have boundaries with New York and Massachusetts and Connecticut, right? Mm-hmm. So in Connecticut, it's calling for a winter weather advisory in our area, 3 to 6 inches of snow. Now, right across the boundaries in Massachusetts, which is instantaneous, it's a winter storm warning, 6 to 10 inches of snow. So we're warning people not to cross the border to go to Massachusetts, because the minute you cross the border, there'll be 3 or 4 more inches of snow.
It's like that old Bugs Bunny cartoon, that as soon as you get into the Los Angeles city limits, there's smog, right?
They got to have a better way of doing this. But anyway, so we're expecting snow. But...
Then cold.
Yeah, then very cold. And it's going to be interesting to see if the cold weather holds down south into Atlanta for the Super Bowl.
What's it matter? It's inside.
Yeah, but people like... When I went to the Super Bowl twice, the game is great, okay? But the stuff before the game really is fun to do, especially if you go with people. There really is a lot of stuff to do.
85% of the people that are going are only going to do one thing. That's get drunk.
Well, you see, I didn't get drunk either time I went.
Well, you were one of the 15%.
Yeah.
Like I went to one, and I was drunk.
Something tells me that doesn't surprise me.
I was drunk.
I was
drinking bourbon out of a sack in the parking lot.
See, I was a Giant fan, so you just never knew when they were going to get back. So I stayed sober and I enjoyed everything.
That's what's going on down there. And with the Super Bowl, unlike any other championship event, about 50% of the crowd's there just because it's an event. They don't care who wins.
You know, it's funny. I was sitting having lunch one day at one of the NFL things with Jake and Sam, and sitting right at the table were the general manager and the player personnel director of the Baltimore Ravens. And
Ozzie Newsome, was it?
Yeah. I had all my Giants stuff on, and Ozzie Newsome was just the greatest guy, classy guy.
He's old school.
Yeah, talked to us and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. The game wasn't so much fun, but... the Super Bowl experience was fun. Hey, how about this? Anthony Davis has told New Orleans that he won't sign a contract extension.
Right.
He wants a trade.
Good chance for the Nets to become an instant contender.
Well, the Nets and the Knicks are interested. They're both interested, yeah.
Well, where are you going to go if you're him? You're going to go to the Nets or the Knicks?
If I were him, I'd go to the Nets. But he's eligible for a 5-year, $240 million contract extension this summer.
5 years, $240 million.
But he
real quick, that's like $45 million a year.
But he is a good player.
And oh, yeah, he is.
And he's not a troublemaker.
He's young, too, because what, he played in Kentucky about seven years ago. He came out as a freshman, so he's got to be probably like 25, maybe.
So that's the
one. No, he's not a troublemaker.
So that's the one. The one basketball story to it. Now, did that?
The Fakers are trying to get him, but you know that perennial All Star Alonzo Ball.
Yeah,
he says he's not going to Pelicans. Guess what, Alonzo Ball? If the Lakers want to make that deal, you better start liking to eat gumbo.
That's right. Well, anyways, so now where do you want to go in sports?
Rarity last night. The Knicks lost, but the Nets lost as well. The streak was broken. They got beat by Boston and Boston by 8, talking about the Nets. But that doesn't mean a lot because they are a better team and they're playing a lot better now. You can't win every game. So last night the Celtics beat the Nets 112-104. And business as usual for the Knicks, they got beat by Charlotte 101-92.
All right.
Did you see what Belichick did yesterday?
No, what did he do?
Nothing. He did. They were supposed to wear their football garb. You know the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do this, and you have. He came in a suit.
Yeah. He never does that.
So they're expecting him to get fined like he cares. He does anything he can to bust Goodell's chops.
It's just amazing. It's just
and
amazing.
I think it's great. I think it's great. Because he's not doing anything bad. I mean, the guy came in a suit. When was the last time you seen him in a suit? Had to be at a funeral.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, he usually looks like a slob, but he came in yesterday with a suit, and he's going to get in trouble for that. I just think it's great.
He probably wanted to try to get under the radar.
And what about that one defensive back from the Rams?
What did he say?
He's too old.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They better have a bucket of water on the sideline to put on him because he's going to get torched.
Yeah. It's
Brady is going to chew him up.
Too old. I tell you.
You know, yeah. My high school coach had a saying a long time ago that when you're playing against somebody good, you don't want to rile them up. You let sleeping dogs lie. Well, he didn't let the sleeping dog lie. He just hit him in the head with a cinder block.
Well, and you know, like, I'm not a Patriots fan, not a big Patriots fan, but when you look at the body of work that he and Belichick have done, I mean, there's very, very, very few people that
if
match.
If you deny them, yeah, you're nothing but a sour grapes person, and I know a few of them. And, I'm not a Patriot fan, but how could you say anything bad about this team?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, yeah, you can joke about them, you know, Spygate and stuff like that, but when you look at the whole body of work, you look at the whole body of work and you say, these are two of the greatest members of the NFL that
they're
there's ever been.
They're arguably the best coach,
yeah,
the best quarterback, and the best team ever in the NFL.
Yeah.
Organization, because you can't say team because it's turned over so many times. But if anybody has an argument against that, it's nothing but sour grapes.
Yeah, it's a...
They've been consistent since, what, 2000, 2001?
Yeah.
In this era of football where you can't keep a team, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Tom Brady winning 2019, 2000, 1984, whenever he played, he would win. And so will Belichick. If Belichick wasn't restricted by so many of these rules they have now, imagine what his defenses would be like if it was like it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because remember, Belichick was on the 86 staff when the Giants won, and that was over 30 years ago.
And he was the defensive coordinator.
Yep, so the game has not passed him by. He's passed the game by.
No, it's true. It's funny, you know, and he always, one thing about him, he always looks back on those giant years and talks about them with just great memories working for the Maras. So he went from working from the Maras, he had a few to working for another great owner. I mean, what a lucky guy!
Made his own luck. The guy is good.
Had the Giants.
I mean, if he wasn't good, he wouldn't have been in the league this long.
Had the Giants been smart, they would have tried to keep him around. But hey, it wasn't to be, and he makes history with the Patriots, and Tom Brady also makes history with the Patriots. So
yeah, but how dumb was that defensive back?
Stupid. You just you can do what you want, but how can you question the body of work of, and then say he's too old after the season he came off when the Patriots weren't expected to do anything?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Yep. All right, I'll check with you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here one day closer to pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
And one day closer to find out where those two superstars are going to land.
Yeah, we'll see.
And you know what? I think the league is conspiring against them.
Good.
Good for them.
You know why? Because they're not worth the money they're asking for.
Absolutely. All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.